What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bitch. Glass of red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture.
Bitch. Here I go.
Oh. Read about that in the New York fucking Post.
Girl, we really gotta get this going because my pussy is leaking sweat. Girl, she is sweaty. It is so hot in this apartment.
Just put a pillow up in there.
Is that how cavernous you think my vagina is?
Cavernous? The valleys.
So, hi, all. Welcome to Leftovers. I'm shutting this. I'm taking this platform away. So we have some news to discuss this week about the downfall of Kyle Richards, really.
Oh, thank God.
So
it's about fucking time.
For context, for like the non-Housewives viewers, Kyle Richards is one of the last remaining OGs on Bravo.
Oh my God, you're right at this point.
One of the now up there with the longest consistent run on television.
It's her and Teresa, right, at this point.
Teresa took a break for
two seasons. You're right, she did.
And Luann was a friend of.
Yeah.
And Ramona has been fired. And
Vicky left recently.
Vicky's gone.
I guess only really the Potomac girls at this point, but they have half as many seasons as
Beverly Hills, so
doesn't really
and
count.
We're talking also about from like the first era,
early 2010s.
So Kyle Richards is like one of the few remaining OGs, which has kind of given her a status, I think, in her mind and at NBC Universal, that she's untouchable. She's obviously a producer in the sense that she controls a lot of the storylines on Beverly Hills these days. But something that Matt and I have discussed frequently is that Kyle has this very nasty habit of manufacturing storylines to eliminate people on her shows that she deems as like an existential threat to her continued supremacy. And it began with Lisa Vanderpump, who she systematically exiled from ever seeing any of those women ever again. With the help of Lisa Rinna, they've driven Yolanda Hadid off the show. They've driven Kim Richards off the show. They've driven Adrian Maloof off the show. They've driven just about everyone who has come onto the show, who has challenged Kyle's status as a fan favorite, off the show. Although Adrian was never going to be a fan favorite. Lisa and Kim were definitely fan favorites.
Absolutely.
And now with Garcelle Bouvet, who is a Hollywood actress, if you don't know who Garcelle is, who has come onto the show recently and is now on her third season on the show. And for her first two seasons, you know, part of her storyline was that the women were doing a series of racist microaggressions towards her, explicitly and behind her back, going so far as during her first season to accuse her of not paying her bills, which is a racist stereotype lodged at Black people constantly. Garcelle pointed this out about Kyle, which angered Kyle and has led to this now three season long vendetta in which Kyle has had essentially a racist bone to pick with Garcelle and has disguised it through the manipulations of Lisa Rinna, Erica Jane, and other such cast members, Dorit Kemsley, on that show. So this all kind of came to a head this week because Bravo posts these, like, here's what you're going to see on the next episode teasers for its episodes. And frequently it is like the most dramatic bit of the episode.
Oh, absolutely.
So they posted two this week. One was a clip of Garcelle leaving a party that she had hosted for herself. All the women were in attendance and Erica Jane was extremely intoxicated, which is part of her storyline this season. And I also think it's being put on as a distraction.
I'm so lit.
Erica was sitting with Dorit. And Erica had spent the entire evening sexually harassing one of Garcelle's sons and openly admitting to sexually harassing him, saying that he was so sexy and that he should call her and she really wants to fuck him and all this stuff, right? Really gross shit to say about your coworker's kid.
It's so disgusting.
On national television, not to mention that there was a fetishizing angle to this because obviously Garcelle's son is Black. And the way that she was doing it was very racially charged, I would say. Like, very, like, fetishistic and, like...
Absolutely.
You know, just her general energy. If you watch the clip, it explains itself.
And that's how so much of the show has been with Garcelle, where it's just so clearly different, the behavior they exhibit.
And the way that they treat Garcelle is contemptible. Like, they hate Garcelle. And Garcelle has brought race and elements of race to the discussions on Beverly Hills that the women have openly railed against. Lisa Rinna so far as saying that she hates now how much race is a part of our show, and like, we can't talk about anything without it being about race. Like, good, in so many words, she said that on Instagram recently, during her infamous, if you want to watch that, go watch Dubai, rant. Ugh. That also got her semi-canceled. So anyways, Erica is sexually harassing Garcelle's one son, and Garcelle goes to leave her own party with her sons, and there was a bouquet of flowers that one of them had gotten for Garcelle, on the table by Erica. And this, I believe people said he was 14, goes back to pick up this vase of, you know, bouquet of flowers for Garcelle. And Erica's like, get the fuck out of here. What are you still doing here? Get the fuck out of here. Leave. Get the fuck out of here before you get in trouble. You're not supposed to be here.
And a complete flip.
Just a flip.
Like sexual harassment to like graffiti and cussing out a child.
Yes, this is like, Garcelle's other son. She has multiple sons. Yeah. So the kid leaves and is kind of shaken by this. Like, it's a pretty weird exchange, and goes back to his mom and is like, hey, this just happened. It was really weird. And in her confessionals, Dorit's like, I was appalled by the way that Erica was speaking to him. And Garcelle's like, wait, what do you mean? And so she goes back and she confronts Erica, and Erica's like, oh, come on. I was fucking joking. Are you serious? And then starts yelling at the kid again, but in like a, come on, tell your mom I was joking, right, kind of way.
Ugh.
Which is, again,
it's so triggering. I know that already. Yes. Like, it's a very drunk behavior.
I just was being abusive towards you, but I was kidding. And now tell the parent I was kidding. So
bad vibes.
In a later scene that the Bravo Twitter posts, Kyle and Dorit are having dinner with their husbands, Mauricio and PK, who are characters on the show at this point, established characters going back years and years, especially for Kyle. And Mauricio makes a joke that he thought it was really funny that Erica did this. He's like, I'm glad she did it. And Kyle's laughing. Oh my God, did you see the way that she spoke to her son? Oh my God, it was so funny. And Dorit and PK are laughing. And PK's like, oh, she gets one, you know, she gets one breakdown a week, I say. Like, I'm glad she did it. It was funny. I thought it was pretty funny. She should do it again.
The whole like narrative this season of, oh, Erica's finally being herself, which is being like,
and
awful.
In her confessional, Kyle's like, yeah, would I have talked to Garcelle's kids like that? No. But am I happy to see Erica loosening up? Of course.
Because she's the real victim here.
Yeah.
She's the one who's been suffering and should be left.
And so they're like gleefully joking about this. And people on Twitter are like, hey, Garcelle, have you seen, like, did you know that this happened?
Yeah, because they haven't seen the episode yet. Or not,
Garcelle hasn't seen the episode. Garcelle's like, no, I had no idea that this happened. And she had filmed most of the season already by this point.
Yep.
Had no idea that this was going on behind her back. And tweets, nope, never saw this scene until now, with like an angry emoji. Mm-hmm. Now, let's backtrack a little, because this clip was posted alongside another teaser video, which they're releasing a lot of for Beverly Hills this season, because the season's kind of lagging ratings-wise.
Right.
And they kind of blew their load. They kind of blew their load in the first couple episodes, which is common for Beverly Hills. They have one thing that happens in the very first episode that then is the plot line for the entire season.
And at this point, the beginning is them rehashing last season. So yes. It's really like a multi-year drama.
It's just an Ouroboros of drama. So, snake eating its own tail. So, let's backtrack. Here's a clip of Erica, Dorit, and Garcelle's child, which I previously just explained to you. I'm going to play it so you can actually hear what was said.
Happy birthday.
Yes, I'm leaving.
Love you. Oh my God, he shut me down.
I'll see you again.
Look, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I know.
Are you sure? You sure you know that?
Yeah.
Garcelle, you don't want these flowers? You don't want your flowers?
Sure.
Okay, here. Okay.
We're out. Wait. Love you, girls. Bye.
What are you doing here? Get the out of here. Don't listen to these ladies. Get the out of here before you get in trouble.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
These women escorting these teenage boys out of here.
Get out! I know Erica's drunk and I know she's joking around, but that's Garcelle's son. He's 14 years old. I feel sick to my stomach.
He's getting the flowers for his mama. He's getting the flowers for his mama.
I violated for grabbing the flowers. What do you mean? She was like, what are you doing here? Out of here. I was like, damn.
Erica said, that's you. Let's grab the flowers. Are you okay?
Hold on. Erica, you hurt Jax's feeling. Don't talk to him like that.
What?
You said get the out of here, and that's not okay.
Jax, get over here. Wait. Garcelle, are you serious?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's not okay.
Jax, come here, babe.
How many other family members of mine is she going to go after tonight? First Oliver, now Jax. She's done. Good night. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
She was pushing it. She was pushing it.
It was not okay for her to say that to you. No, it's not fine. No, it's not okay.
Garcelle!
No.
Is there any way other to interpret that than an aggression?
It's just such weirdo behavior. And like I said, like truly triggering. It reminds me like when I was younger and I don't know, my parents, I would be out somewhere. Maybe had like some family gathering or people with friends or some party in the neighborhood. And yeah, there'd be some guy who gets too drunk, acts fucking weird around children. It's always a certain type of guy. I think everyone can probably remember this sometime in their life. They saw this nasty shit. The parents confront or someone's like, hey, stop like yelling at a child because it's bizarre and they don't know what's going on seems rude. And they're like, what? It's just a joke. I was just joking. Oh, my God. Baby, why would you think it's really nasty. It's really, really nasty.
Garcelle tweeted after this, quote, this is an appreciation post for my sons. You boys make me so proud. You are loving, kind, and respectful. You show respect to people even when they don't deserve it. Respect is a reflection of your character, not theirs. Now, This is the Eric Kyle Richards part of it, right? So Kyle Richards later has that scene with Mauricio talking about how funny it was, and they're all laughing about
it. Which is so wild, too, because like...
Mauricio's like, I'm glad she did it.
Because Dorit literally is like, it was just disgusting and oh, it's so hard to watch.
And then she's cracking up in the next clip.
Like, what?
So we're not going to play that clip, but in another clip that the Bravo Twitter posted, Kyle Richards basically tells Sutton Strack that she doesn't believe she had two miscarriages.
Listen.
Now, the context to this was Diana Jenkins is the alleged former affiliate of Jeffrey Epstein, who was disgraced in Europe because of her connections to Epstein and other such things, and came to America and published an essay about how cancel culture ruined her life in Europe. Anyways, she's a billionaire and was formerly married to one of the richest men in Europe and got half of it in the divorce. And that kind of money prints itself. You make more money in one day than you can possibly spend just on having all that money. Houses in all these different continents, et cetera, et cetera. So Sutton has been having issues with Diana, which is, in my opinion, Sutton is new money. Diana comes from old money. She didn't come from old money, but she married old money.
Right.
And she's from a higher social class than Sutton is.
Yeah.
Because Sutton's like your average run-of-the-mill Beverly Hills millionaire, whereas Diana...
Multi-millionaire.
Yeah. But I'm saying like when the jump from having $10 million in your bank account to having $1 billion in your bank account is
absolutely
a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, and Diana's the type who literally has a staff of people arrive ahead of time to wherever she's staying so they can prep the room for her.
Yeah, she says that she keeps people living in all her houses on all her continents just so that if she gets on a whim to fly to Croatia that day, that the house is already ready.
That's
for
when
her.
Your like expenses are in like the hundreds of thousands a month for like extraneous yes. goods.
So what I think is the problem between them is that Sutton came onto the show being about as wealthy as Kyle Richards, maybe a little bit wealthier than Kyle Richards, whose husband owns the agency, sells like $100 million homes, etc. Came on the show, could charter private planes, yep. goes to Paris Fashion Week for
private
couture
shopping.
Week, you know, gets like, you know, Dolce & Gabbana and Maison Valentino couture, like, you know, kind of deemed ha ha hoo hoo. And Diana comes on and is like, how can I make my mark? Well, my mark is that I'm fucking rich. And so she takes aim at Sutton, who is a little bit of a weak personality, I would say.
Yeah.
And is like,
fragile and
sensitive.
Oh, you
think you're rich? I'm way richer than you. I'm way better than you. And she's just flexing on someone who she thinks it will make her look good to the other women.
Well, like, I've never been into a store before. It's so weird going into a store.
It's just rich white women on rich white women crime. Like, yeah, it's just rich on rich crime, right? Who's richer? Who can spend more money? Who could be flauntier, right? We know this kind of social climbing game. And Diana's just trying to get in with the girls. So she's like, Sutton, you think you're so much better than me, but I like could buy you 10 times over. So they've been beefing. And Diana's telling Sutton that she thinks she's boring, ugly. She doesn't want to be her friend ever again in her life. She doesn't want to talk to her. And she's saying something about Sutton invalidated the fact that Diana recently had a miscarriage a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And Sutton says, I totally know what that is like. I've had two miscarriages, you know? And that is what people do, right? I asked our friend this, who's not a Housewives person. I said, if you meet someone and you tell them, oh, I, you know, have had this thing happen in my life and it was really hard for me. And they say, oh, I've also had something similar happen to me like that. I totally know how you feel. And I would say many women, but also just people in the world. That is how we relate to each other.
Yeah.
You literally share your experiences. And then people are like, oh, I've never had that happen to me before. Oh, I've also been in a car accident. I don't know, whatever the fuck.
Sense of camaraderie, relation, connection, understanding, empathy.
Like. Yes. And Diana's whole thing is like, oh, well, you're making it about you, you know?
Yeah, she really was like, I was.
Diana's like, you don't understand how traumatic it was. I lost my brother in a war. And Sutton goes, I didn't lose my dad in a war, but, you know, my dad committed suicide. I can understand the pain of losing a family member, you know, to gun violence and to death. In that way, right? Of not illness, basically. It's not like, you know, they got sick or died of old age. And Diane's like, Sutton can never talk to people without making it all about her. But it's like, no, actually, that's how most people in the world relate to each other. At least in where we are from in the West. I'm not saying that that's a universal experience.
Of course,
like, sharing experiences in America, at least, like in our Western culture, that's like how, especially, and I'm going to say this, women are raised to like relate to each other in that way. You know, oh, I've also had a bad boyfriend. Very common discussion amongst girls, women, of people of all ages. So anyways.
I mean, it's one thing for her to be like, oh, I've also done, and then she meant something. It's like extremely minuscule, like
and then
whatever.
Keeps going and going and going.
Earlier this season, Sutton did quite literally get told, oh my God, Dorit was robbed and held at gunpoint last night. And she goes, oh, that's crazy. I've also been dealing with problems at my job. And like, I can't get fabrics imported in on time. It's like, okay, yeah, that one's insensitive. I get it. Like, it's weird. They're not really relating.
Yes, but this is a moment where Sutton
a mother talking about a miscarriage.
Genuine. And I'm not defending Sutton. She doesn't need my defense. She's a weird person who definitely said a bunch of extremely racially charged things last season, but she was trying to end this with Diana. And after revealing her two miscarriages, Kyle says, what do you mean you had two miscarriages? We don't know that.
She quite literally does say that.
We don't know if that happened.
So you never told me that. You could just be saying that.
Yeah. And then in her confessional, I was like, well, we don't know.
That was so fucking wild.
To basically just say Sutton's now lying about having her miscarriages.
She could just be lying.
So Bravo's like, girl, we're airing Kyle Richards out this week, right? This is the villain edit. This is the beginning of Kyle's villain edit. Now, Kyle has issued a response to all of this on Instagram. And I'm going to read you that response because she does what she thinks is taking accountability. Because again, I cannot stress to you enough, the entire Bravo watching internet erupted over this week. Because Sutton and Garcelle are the fan favorites, especially Garcelle.
Yeah.
And this was like ultimate sin to Bravo viewers, right? Not only are you disrespecting children, but you're denying that a woman had a miscarriage, especially in the time of Roe v. Wade, if you will. So it just lit people up. Kyle says, quote, hi, guys. I want to share some things with you this week's episode. I have not seen it yet, but I have seen the clips floating around online. First, let's address my comment to Sutton. When Diana was sharing her story about having a miscarriage, I was taken aback because I felt like Sutton wasn't letting Diana have her moment to share what she had just recently gone through. I had obviously had a few drinks and didn't express myself clearly and am disappointed in the way I handled myself. When I woke up the next morning and thought about what had happened the night before and I realized that maybe Sutton was sharing her story with Diana to connect with her in some way, I immediately called Sutton and apologized to her. I consider Sutton a close friend and care about her a lot. Sutton accepted my apology and we moved on. Now, onto the clip where Mauricio, PK, Dorit, and I are discussing Erica's behavior at Garcelle's party. I had not seen what Erica said to Jax in person, but was told about it the day, along with some funny moments as well. When I said it's not funny, but it's funny, I meant Erica being drunk was funny, but what she said to Jax was not. I hope you know me well enough to know by now. I certainly do not condone speaking to children like that. We are all parents and certainly wouldn't want anyone speaking to any of our children like that. Until Mexico, we had never seen Erica drink like that, so this was new behavior we were seeing. I think that we are focusing on that more important issue, which was being minimized. Anyway, I never post things like this, but I absolutely felt terrible watching these clips, so I wanted to share it with you. Heart emoji, Kyle. Now, just off the top of your head, what are these missing, these two paragraphs?
Apology?
To who?
To Garcelle.
Yes. Now, who did she apologize to?
I guess she called Sutton the day after.
And apologized allegedly immediately, but didn't.
When I woke up the next morning, thought about what happened the night before, and I realized that maybe Sutton was sharing her story with Diana, I immediately called Sutton and apologized to her. I consider Sutton a close friend
but
and care about her a lot.
When you witnessed your friend literally screaming at a child and then laughed about it the next day, you didn't apologize to Garcelle. And upon seeing the clips, you didn't reach out to her. And Garcelle is now saying that she never knew that you said any of these things about her and that this is now new information to her about you. Why didn't Garcelle get the apology if speaking to children like this is such a big deal? Why was Sutton afforded an apology, but Garcelle and her two children were not offered an apology? I wonder what could be the one defining factor in this conversation that Kyle is somehow brushing past, that Garcelle has in the past said about Kyle, that Kyle has an issue with Garcelle being black. And Kyle has an issue with black people.
Yep.
And that she does not think what she did to Garcelle and what was said to Garcelle's child, 14-year-old, was warranting an apology. By the way, you know, we've talked about it before, but the way that Erica was treating that kid like a man, which is, again, a very common experience for black children in America to be treated like an adult.
Yeah.
Like, the way that she spoke to him was like, I'm treating you like you're an adult in the room. And he's 14.
Yeah.
And this is the way that Kyle's apology is also treating it, right? Yeah, I don't condone speaking to children like that, but I'm not going to apologize to the children.
Which is, oh, we all have children. We wouldn't want something like that. I'm like, you literally would not tolerate. It would not
they
be able
would
to handle
drive Garcelle out right of now. Beverly Hills forever. If she even spoke to Portia that way. Erica's son was mentioned in passing.
Oh my God, the Hong Kong dinner
and
girl.
She screamed at the top of her lungs at all of the women and said, you don't know what I go through at night. Don't you ever fucking talk about my children. How dare you?
And that
I'll
son she was
you.
Talking about was like, what, in their late 20s, early 30s?
Yes.
Full adult man.
Yes. Could not even mention his name, but you can speak to Garcelle's son in a way where you're like, I literally want to have sex with you. And then also the other one, you say, fuck off, fuck you. And that's somehow, like, it's a joke. It's funny.
I think we were talking about this on the phone the other day or something like that, but, like, Kyle's, like, it's like her storyline brain has ruined everything where she has to... She cannot actually have genuine connections with anybody in this. It's
no.
It's all about alliances. It's all about presentation.
No, and that's what she was saying. Really, people pointed this out on Reddit, and I agree. What she was really saying about the Sutton thing, well, we don't know that, is you haven't brought that storyline up.
Yep.
You haven't done that storyline.
Oh, I wasn't there. I didn't see the clip. And it's like, okay, so is the show the only source of truth here?
Yes.
Where you were, you were, you were told information that you still were there. A different response.
She was standing there while Erica was screaming at her. And this is the thing. This is the thing that drives me crazy. That Sun got an apology, but then Kyle says, "Well, I didn't really know what she said." But then in that conversation with Dorit, literally describes word for word what happened with Garcelle's son. And then is like, "I didn't know what happened. I didn't know how bad it was. But you knew enough to recount it exactly at..." We know it.
And it's so funny how when last time Dorit and PK and Kyle Mauricio got together and started kicking about someone else's misfortune in the show, it was about Erica. And Erica had a full mental breakdown about that conversation they had. They were like, "How you laughed about us behind our back."
Nuclear about it. Nuclear.
But now it's the other way around. It's like,
and this is, you know,
crazy. It's a crazy thing.
Garcelle, I think, is probably realizing this season that her only hope for continued existence on Beverly Hills is if Bravo gets rid of every other woman on that show.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Maybe Crystal and Sutton.
Because you can tell she's opting out at some experiences now, too.
At this point, the sickness on that show runs so deep. And like I have said, I remember when I wrote this blog that was like, "No More Richard Sisters." Like, the blog I think is literally titled "No More Richard Sisters." Like, people on Reddit got upset with me about that because they're like, "Oh, Kyle and Kim and Kathy are like so good on the show."
Oh my God, the way they're like, bring Kathy back on.
This was right before Kathy's like year. Friend of season.
Mm-hmm.
I had said that the Richard Sisters are the root evil of that show and that Kyle has destroyed, demolished, ruined any chance for that show to be successful while she is on it, because she cannot live in a world where she is not completely in control of the storylines, of the alliances, of the people. She will flip-flop to remain above the fray. She will do whatever it takes to look like the good person. She forms no genuine connections with anyone. She throws literally anyone under the bus. She was throwing Sutton under the bus the entire first half and then flipped on Sutton with Diana the second that it looked like Diana had the upper hand, and then just completely threw Sutton under the bus again, but also now is standing up for her, throwing. It's like she doesn't have a side. She doesn't have any integrity, and she leads the pack, and she is followed by a bunch of fucking racist weirdos like Lisa Rinna and Dorit, aka Dorit, "My mom employs a lot of black people," Kemsley, her defining proof for how she possibly can't be racist.
That was after Garcelle asked, like,
only employs black house cleaners, and that is why she can't be racist.
Garcelle's reaction to that entire thing, I feel like that had to be the moment Garcelle's too, where Garcelle was like, "I can't keep doing this anymore."
I'm like, I would have sued Bravo for everything.
But it's because people love Garcelle and we can actually feel genuine connection watching her on screen.
Our producer Ashlyn is like, is sharing like a dumbfounded face in our chat right now. But yes, to those of you who don't know, or I guess didn't listen, we talked about this at length in our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, probably last year.
Reunion episode with Shamira. But Dorit has an extended sequence where she tells Garcelle to Garcelle's face that she actually loves black people and understands race really well because her mom's favorite employees are black that work in her home.
She was an international child.
And she was raised internationally.
In the UK and
yeah, famously bastions of healthy racial relations. Yeah. 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 No. Ashlyn's like stunned and gagged. Like, you should have been there when we watched it live.
I just remember when Garcelle went, I remember her reaction was something like, "Wow, okay." Like, she had nothing to say because what could be said?
And then what was it that Kathy said? Race doesn't exist, or I don't see color.
Oh, that was Sutton. Well, probably
no,
Kathy as well.
Wasn't Kathy something?
But Sutton
like,
also said,
"I don't think we should talk about race or something." Sutton was like, "My daughter had a Chinese girl in her pool. I can't be racist."
Oh, that, yeah, Sutton, when she said, no, she said,
you know what?
Like,
I think everyone was kind of carrying when they told Crystal that wasn't dark, because That entire conversation with Sutton was
they don't understand it all.
Very dark.
So yeah, but basically what Sutton said, I guess it was revealed kind of recently, was that she had said something along the lines of, you know, she's obviously white, her children are white, and she was saying how, you know, my children hang on the pool and they had their Chinese friend, their black friend, and their Hispanic friend. And I just was like, this is what it's meant to be. You know, very much like America in full color or something.
Insane. Yeah, it was real
but
bad.
But also that was the same time she said, I don't see race and I don't see that. And Crystal was tolerating as much as she possibly could at that moment.
And then that so-called friend went and made a bunch of TikToks about Sutton, which I suggest you all Google because...
So what did Kyle do recently? Because they also had some other weird... Like they were talking recently on some other
and also, by the way, the... person who was in the hot tub has clarified that she is not Chinese.
Wait, so. Does that really
just
happen?
In case, just in case.
Oh, because do they make a TikTok?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
It happens so fast yes. nowadays.
So that's just, you know, another angle to this story. But you have something. Oh, by the way, we have some quickies, and I'm just going to get through them for you really quickly before you talk about this Love Island thing.
Yes, yes.
You know Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So Kel Mitchell's ex-wife claims she caught Nick Cannon wearing her cheer uniform and dancing for actor after he cheated on her. We are not going to unpack that any further.
We're going to go by that quickly.
He's still fucking? Family of four, Quentin Tarantino and wife Daniela welcome their second child together. Scott Disick
did
parties.
Did you put he's still fucking? Yes. Or did people put that?
I put that. Scott Disick parties in Miami on 4th of July. Kourtney Kardashian hangs with kids after Travis Barker's hospitalization. And Ricky Martin hit with restraining order in Puerto Rico.
I guess it's good news that Travis Barker's hospitalization was, I think, pancreatitis or something related to a colonoscopy. It wasn't as dramatic as I think some people were presuming.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we have
Kel Mitchell's ex-wife claims she caught Nick Cannon wearing her cheer uniform and dancing for actor after he cheated on me. Could have gone the rest of my life without that information. Okay, what's going on with Love Island?
Oh, I just put this in here just so we can have a little Love Island convo, but because it relates to what you were just describing at the end of our main episode. So from page six, Love Island receives over 781 complaints in the last 4 weeks. The British reality show has received over 780 complaints since its premiere on June 6th, according to Variety. Viewers have specifically expressed concerns about quote-unquote bullying on the show, contestants' well-beings and mental health, certain contestants getting more screen time than others, and the age gap between contestants on the dating show. Fans seem particularly perturbed by Gemma Owens' ample screen time, with many viewers even dubbing Season 8 the Gemma Show. The 19-year-old daughter of former England soccer star Michael Owen ignited social media...
Who somehow has all these boyfriends in their late 20s, ex-boyfriends in their late 20s, like literally put her father in jail. Like,
yeah, oh, that, yeah, that stuff coming out. Oh my God. Ignited a firestorm on social media after coupling up with Davide, a man 8 years her senior, towards the
you
beginning
of the season. You are a liar. You are an actress.
Ew, I'm sorry, but why does Davide, as a 27-year-old, want to be coupled up with a 19-year-old? One viewer wrote on Twitter last month. Another added, keep Gem away from Davide. She's a teenager and he is nearly 30. I am not here for it. Spoiler, I guess. The pair has recoupled quite quickly. I almost forgot they were even together for a minute. Sidestepping a polarizing age gap, Gem is currently coupled up with 23-year-old Luca Bish. Of course, this is not the first time Love Island has been hit with an influx of viewer complaints. Season 7 drew a much more absolutely bonkers record of 25,000 complaints, many of them about the contentious arguments between contestants Faye Winter and Teddy Suarez. The show, which features a six-night-a-week broadcast schedule, has faced prior scrutiny following the deaths of former contestants Sophie, Greta, and Mike Thessalicis by suicide, as well as former co-host Caroline Flack. I don't know if I think we probably did talk about that.
Yeah, we did.
Last year. It wasn't last year it happened, but I think the year before that. But yeah, I mean, I think like you were literally just saying, like the age gap on Love Island is like really bizarre. And that show is so scary sometimes too, because like as someone, you know, when you're like 10, 12 years old and you see like 18-year-olds, you're like, oh, yeah, they're full adults. And then you get to 18, you're like, wow, 18-year-olds look like 18-year-olds. And then you get to like 25, 26, and you're like, 18-year-olds look like actual children. But on the fucking Love Island, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're putting people on that show that are like 22 and they fully look 35. And it's extremely dysmorphic to experience. But yeah, the fact that Gemma has been on the show since the beginning and is only 19 years old. And what was that thing you said recently in the news? All those things coming out about her, like, previous relationships.
Yeah,
that, like, brought her ex on the show. Who's also
I want to look at our Love Island chat that we have going on, but I don't want to get spoiled. give me, like, a second. I think I could make that happen. Gemma Owens' ex, now Ferugia, 27, reveals he wants to be a Love Island bombshell in a bid to win the teen back and claims Luca Bish isn't her type. 27-year-old ex, and she's 19. And we know that she was dating Jax before the show, and he's 24. And they were dating when she was 16. Like, literally put Michael Owen in jail. Like, literally... There's something not right in the Owens household. Like, nothing good comes of her having multiple boyfriends in their mid to late 20s. I'm sorry, as a 19-year-old.
I really feel like they need to put only 21-year-olds and older on that show. Because it's really mentally damaging to put people under 21. Honestly, people under 25 shouldn't be on that show because they're all insane, myself included. But, God, but otherwise, this season has been... How would you rank it, actually, compared to
the
last two?
I think it's the best season since season 5.
Season 5, I think, is still better, because Moira and Molly Mae, obviously, like...
But you forgot, Moira came in after... Didn't she come in after Casa Amor?
No, she came in before Casa Amor. But she came in... Right. She was, like, a third way through. Yeah. Like, she wasn't, like, an early addition.
But I think we have our Moira.
Oh, no. Ekin-Sue has been delivering absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely this season. She's making that show.
And like that one, we really, all the original couples were deleted, but Molly Mae and Tommy Fury.
Still going strong.
Still going strong.
It's inspirational, really, when you think about it.
He was literally outside on the wet grass with her stuffed animal every night.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
And like I said, that was one of the most dramatic Casa Amor recouplings because all the men recoupled. Remember?
Well, except for him.
Yes, but they all recoupled.
Yeah, you're right, they did. That was a messy ass season.
That was a fucking messy season.
But this season's also messy as fuck because absolutely no one has alliances to each other whatsoever.
None.
Luca and Gemma are the strongest, and it's like, that's the strongest. Like, that's the best we have.
I think Davide's gross, but I think Ekin can change him.
Oh, I was talking to Pierce about this. Ekin, Sue, and Davide are very much giving, like, the summer romance that of your life. Like, you'll never forget. They're going to have this moment. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, it's very under the Tuscan sun of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they'll definitely, like, win the season. They'll be amazing and perfect. And then they'll break you up. But it'll be totally mutually, you know, enjoyed. And they will never
forget
it.
Those photos of Curtis and Moira after the show make me laugh so much. Did you ever see them?
Wait, what do you mean? Like, after they...
But when they were still pretending they were a real relationship.
Yeah, of course.
Amazing. Oh my God. Also, like, God, remember, weirdest couple ever. Remember how last season the British public literally abandoned Love Island because fucking Millie and Liam?
Oh God. Oh God. They were so nice.
Remember Millie and Lily? How did they win? How did they win?
I don't know. I checked out by the end of it. I was like,
that's
nah,
like if
we're good
Paige
enough.
And Jax win.
Oh God, if they get in the top three, they probably will.
Also, why is Gemma on the show? She's already a fucking rich kid. Like, she doesn't need the money.
The way they literally brought a man to be like, I also love horses and I'm also from money. She's like, oh.
I don't need to give producers. You an allowance. Maybe I'll bring you back.
The producers work so hard. Also, the men acting like that last season they didn't fully just put footage of what they did on Casa Amor on a projector in front of everybody once they got back.
If they don't have a fucking movie night this season,
girl,
it's over.
Sat the whole cast down and was like, let's watch every bad thing you did in high definition, loud
Remember
ass
how
audio.
Irrational Faye was being? That was so iconic.
Fighting
for their lives.
Oh, I can't wait
Dude,
for this
Faye
year.
And Teddy, top 10 weirdest couples on Love Island.
That was an energy you couldn't match.
He really, really loved her brown lipstick. It was attractive to him.
A moment for neutrals. Indeed.
Gender neutrals, if you will.
All right.
Do you want to get out of here?
Let's get out of here, girls.
Okay. Three.
2, 1.
Hi.
My name is
Baby Rexa.
And I'm in the studio
doing something I've never done before.
What are you doing this to me? Mental manipulation.
I was playing chicken with you to see if what you were gonna do.
Watching I fully you, went and just said BB Rex. I couldn't.
Watching even think of it. You try to wait to see when I would jump in was pretty
because usually you're like hounding. It's like right into it, yelling, screaming, pissing, shitting, farting.
You know, sometimes I'm gonna come in for the attack when you least expect it.
After I click record, after I stop this,
hurry! I have to go piss in Jesus's mouth.
Goodbye.
Come on, if you know the words, let's go.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her. Bitch. Bless a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture. Bitch. Here I go. Oh.